What if I told you that the secret to your success really isn't you? Hi, welcome to Business Mindset Mastery. I'm Heather Gray. I'm a mindset leadership coach. I work with business owners, leaders, and entrepreneurs. You can always find me over at choosetohaveitall.com. And if you are listening to this in real time, it is Christmas Day. I told you yesterday when I was pre-recording my Christmas Eve episode that it felt wholly unfamiliar to me trying to pick a topic that seems relevant. So if you do celebrate Christmas and the holiday season and happen to be listening to this in real time, I do wish you and yours all the best. But to everyone else, even if this isn't your holiday, I do think that there's value in just taking a moment to say thank you and to let all of you know how much I appreciate you, your loyalty to the show, your commitment, and your interest in the things that I teach and the way I move through the world. It's so validating to me, and I am so incredibly grateful. So thank you so much for sticking with me. I really look forward to the conversations we're going to be having in 2019. The content calendar is already getting quite juicy as people save me from myself and start sending in those emailed questions that I need so much for the podcast. But as I pre-record my Christmas Day episode, several weeks ahead of the holiday, I find myself thinking about last Christmas. And I probably told this story already on the show. I do tend to get accused of repeating myself a time or two in real life and on the podcast. So when you know me in real life and on the podcast, you hear everything like four times before I'm done telling the story. But it really is a time of reflection for me as I look back on my first year in California and what it feels like to be on the other side of my big leap. And I remember being in California around this time last year, and thinking to myself, I'm just going to skip Christmas. That, we'd only been in California for 2 weeks or so. Our Californiaversary is December 14th. So I was thinking to myself, like, we'll have only been in California for 2 weeks. We're not going to have our home. We're living out of a hotel. It's going to be our first Christmas ever without friends and family nearby. You know, let's just skip it. And I remember really feeling in my bones that I simply wanted to pretend it wasn't Christmas. And people who talk to me and people who know me said, you know what, Heather, like, you're going to be really unhappy if you do that, because you're going to pretend, but you're going to know, and your heart is going to ache. And I remember thinking that I didn't know how to do a holiday without my people. And that's no offense to my husband, because he was with me, but you know what I'm talking about. Like, sometimes for some people, and I'm one of those people, when it's just my spouse, it doesn't count, which probably makes me a horrible wife. But, it doesn't also make it any less true about me. So I remember thinking to myself, without the people, it doesn't matter. So I'm just going to skip it. And Christmas Day last year was this ridiculous day of universal magic, if you will. There was a bakery down the street from the hotel that sold warm cinnamon buns, and I walked down there in my pajamas to get them, because you should eat Christmas breakfast in your pajamas, even if you're at a hotel. The coffee shop around the corner was open and had allowed everybody who was there to bring their dogs, and there were all these puppies kind of like nipping at me and bouncing around me. And it was the light was, it's right on the water there on Seal Beach in Southern California, and the light was like hitting the beach. It just, the morning light was just gorgeous. And I just remember thinking, like, you're gonna be okay, kid. Like, I think you're gonna like it here. I heard Annie, I think I'm gonna like it here, you know, like, just kind of just in my bones, I felt like it was gonna be okay. And I've shared with you in recent episodes around how things have just worked out for me in 2018. And it's really been such an incredible year for me to take in and to experience and feel just real, genuine, wholehearted in all of my being gratitude. It's been a successful year for me personally and in my business as well. And when I look at why, I don't put myself in that equation as the number one reason. I don't actually think I'm the secret to my success for this year. I completely and 100% own every single choice I made that got me here. I completely own that I'm the person who got on the plane and said yes. I completely own every hard conversation and every awful tension filled moment that I had with my husband in the, you know, in the time leading up to our move. I own all of that. But this would not be a good year. And I would be sitting and talking to you with a pile of tears all over again a year later if it weren't for the incredible people I have in my life. The people that I was so incredibly scared to leave, the people who I didn't think I could be me without, realized that you can be 3,000 miles away and still have them. And when I look at why this year was so great, it was because of my unwavering commitment to maintaining my relationships. That the people in my life continue to make me bigger and bolder and a better version of myself, even though working at that relationship took a little more effort. I couldn't just get into a coffee shop with a girlfriend on a dime. I couldn't work out with my best friend 3 to 5 to 6 days a week and get our gym fix in. That it ended up being a dance of time zones. It meant, you know, more texting than in-person time. It meant more phone calls than, you know, hanging out, having a glass of wine time. But it was a commitment to staying in contact. It was an openness to new relationships and to new versions of relationships that I had never anticipated. And the way that when you prioritize people and they prioritize you, everything shifts and moves in your life. It just opens the door for possibility. And when I, you know, was talking to you yesterday about looking at your life and doing the checks and balances and reviewing the choices and how free you feel, you know, one of the things that, you know, kind of came to mind for me as I was talking to you yesterday that, you know, I certainly wanted to make the point for you guys today is that, like, when we move through the world as islands, when we decide for ourselves we have to do it DIY style and we have to do it all ourselves, and there's these measured ways of, you know, being in the world and that there's rules attached and you have to do it this way and you can't do it that way, or we get so distracted by the idea that because we chose X, Y, or Z, we have to be the ones to deal with it, really rots at, gnaws, and tears away from the power and the possibility that exists within our relationships. That it was easy for me at the beginning of the year to sort of say, well, yeah, I miss everybody, but like, it's not their fault that I moved. It's on me to keep in touch. I have to be the person to reach out. I have to be the person to maintain the relationship and create all these rules around it. You know, it reminded me that, like, if you poke at that a little bit, if you question it a little bit, it's not entirely true that, like, people can define and redefine relationships in all kinds of ways. You know, I maintained, you know, relationships with people that I barely kept in touch with back east, and now we talk like every day. It's because of a commitment to showing up and a commitment to to recognizing that relationships matter. And that means it's true if you're an introvert or if you're an extrovert. I think sometimes the extroverts get the easy pass on this because they need people to get their energy, so their relationships are instantly a part of their story. But it's equally true for introverts, that like who you interact with, who you spend your time with, how much you nurture your relationships, how much you think critically about your relationships to make sure that the people you're giving all your energy to are giving that same energy back. Because I gotta tell you, my girlfriends have shown up for me in spades because this move has worked out so well. My husband and I said this before, I'm on my third marriage to the same person, where we look at the way we move through the world together as a couple incredibly different now that we're on the other side of our hard 2017, that we take care of each other differently and we nurture our relationship differently. But all of this is with mindful intention. All of this is incredibly deliberate. That, you know, I was on the bathroom floor of the Boston Logan Airport because I couldn't imagine my life without these people. And what I realized is you don't have to be in that close vicinity, but the relationships do matter. It was interesting for me to kind of realize the other day when I was journaling about this that I was right in a way. Like, as I said, like, the reason why I was so like broke down and gutted about the idea of moving was like, I can't be me without my people. That was absolutely my story. And then when I found myself kind of very much to my surprise, so happy in California, I was like, oh, I was wrong about that. But I realized, no, I wasn't wrong. I was just wrong about the delivery. The story that in order to be my best version of myself with my people, I had to be in person. But what it means is that when you make a commitment to your relationships, when you make a commitment to having the hard conversation, to say out loud when something isn't working, to recognize that people in your life are going to be toxic and you can't make room for them. When I look at how I had such a great year, how I'm able to kind of unapologetically talk about that with you guys every day on the show, it's because of my people, because I took care of them and they took care of me, and we didn't leave each other even though there were 3,000 miles in between us anymore. Like, and that matters. So what's the state of your unions? The people who are super close to you, do they still light you up in the way that they used to? The relationships that are supposed to be in your core, in your priority, how much have you been prioritizing them? And how much have they been prioritizing you? That if you are not in that life that you designed for yourself, if you don't feel like you've arrived to the business that you wanted and you can't figure out why, I think it would be worthwhile to spend some time looking at your relationships, looking at the fact that, like it or not, Jim Rohn said this, you know, in one of his books, but like, we are the sum of the five people we spend the most time with. And we have to be brutal in our honesty about that and recognize that we have to surround ourselves with people who build us up and make us better. And that if they don't, and there's work that we can do to make that better, we have a responsibility to do that. And if we're showing up to, you know, and taking a seat at the conversation and somebody else isn't showing up in return that needs to be there, that we have that conversation and hold that accountability. Because any other way, it doesn't work, and we don't get where we want to be in the lives and the businesses we want without our people. I kind of had it backwards last year. I didn't have all the pieces of the puzzle put in the right spot, but I think I figured it out now, and I want to share it with you. The secret to our success, it doesn't lie entirely within us. It lies in our ability to connect and our relationships with other people and the people who we choose to let matter in our worlds. If it's feeling a little bit lonely right now for you, if you're listening to this on a holiday and this podcast is filling up, you know, a spare 30 minutes of your time where a long day has to be filled, like, look at the relationships in your life. And if you're finding them lacking, or you're just simply finding that there's not enough of them, what can you do so that at this time next year you have a couple of more friends? What are the invitations that, you know, sort of what were put out there to you or the opportunities that were put out to you that you said no to that maybe next year you say yes to? How do you show up for yourself and for your people so that your life and your business can show up for you? I think that's a really important conversation to have of what's working and what's not, and to recognize we are not islands. We cannot do it ourselves. We should not be expected to do it ourselves. We have to take care of our relationships, and our relationships will take care of us. Thank you so much for joining me today, for giving this idea some consideration during your holiday season. I certainly appreciate that, value it, and respect you so much for joining me in today's conversation. Thank you for today. I look forward to talking to you next time. Bye for now.